1978, Dave, a new high school was built in Harbor Beach. It had all the modern amenities, including a laboratory and a library. This is according to the records. But where was this school located? In Harbor Beach, the first high school built in 1878.
In 1878.
Yeah,
well,
you remember that year?
No, but I'm just thinking the school probably hasn't moved a lot in its history, so I'm going to say that it's still on Fifth Street and go with, how about Bartlett Street?
Oh, you went the wrong way. You should have gone to State Street. State Street and Fifth Street. About a block down from where we are right now. Mm-hmm. It was built in 1878, but burned down in 1899 because of a defective chimney. The good news, though, in that fire, all the library books and the organ were saved. The library books and the organ were saved.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah. Bonus question. The new school was completed in 1901, constructed of red brick in the same location. In 1915, a second building was constructed for the elementary school, which would be known as the Red School, and it was connected to the high school via tunnel. Dave, my question to you, though, in November of 1946, what historic event happened to the high school?
I shouldn't say that I think I know this because that's about time I get it wrong. I believe there was a fire of some kind.
You are correct. A fire began in the coal bin in the boiler room and destroyed the entire building. The total loss was estimated at $200,000 in 1946, or in today's dollars, $2.5 million that cost. All right, bonus to the bonus question, Dave. High school classes during that fire. High school classes had to be displaced from the time of the fire in 1946 until the new school was built in its current location across the street here in Fifth Street in 1949. During that time, where were these high school classes held in Harbor Beach?
There's not too many choices that I would think of, but a building that's been there a very long time that would have enough space to do that would be the community house.
Wow,
that'll be my guess.
You got one right here tonight, Dave. The Harbor Beach Community House actually housed the classes during that time, and the community house actually burned down 23 years earlier, and it was rebuilt into its current building, what we use now, especially the home for the Harbor Beach Game Show series. I've heard that's a pretty good show. And that was actually rebuilt the community house was rebuilt in 17 months. In 1927.
So it was not that old at that time, so it would have been as state-of-the-art as it could have been as well.
Oh,
so
certainly.
That's cool.
All right, Dave, your three keys to tonight's game.
Well, let's start with the home team here, the Harbor Beach Pirates.
All right.
They need to utilize their versatility. And I'm hinting at the spread offense, guys. That's what I think is the key to Harbor Beach. Their defense has been outstanding, but how are they going to, if that defense falters just a little bit, how are they going to respond? The wing tee has been very good. I'd like to see them go to the spread a little more often. I didn't think Harbor Ubley had an answer for that Harbor Beach spread earlier in the year, and I think more of the same could be exactly what they need to do on the Ubley side of things. They need to find a way for that defense to stay hot, and that means forcing turnovers. They need to find a way to slow down Harbor Beach offense, and I don't know if they can keep them out of the end zone enough. So the only way to do that, create a couple turnovers. Maybe force them into a situation where Anderson throws the ball, try to get a strip fumble of some kind. But I think Ubley's going to have to win the turnover battle tonight. And the last point of the game goes for both teams. I think whatever team controls the ball the longest, keeps the opposing offense off the field, will obviously have the best chance to win, but I believe we'll win this game. And I think keeping each offense at bay is going to be both teams' goals tonight. And again, we all picked Harbor Beach to win this game. That does not mean that Ubley cannot win this game. They are certainly very talented, playing their best ball of the year. And how could they not be motivated losing to this team earlier in the year?
That's very true. But right now, we listen in to the PA announcer, Mike Delpierre, here in Harbor Beach, as we are about to listen in to the national anthem performed by the Harbor Beach Marching Band.
Placing your hand over your heart, as we proudly present the Harbor Beach High School Marching Band under the direction of Sir Dadonna and Field Commanders Haley Puff and Makara Kramer. We honor America with the national anthem and the flag raising by the American Legion Post 197. Thank you.
Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 42 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 15% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north at 9 miles per hour and gusting up to 16 miles. Visibility is at 9 miles. Barometric pressure is rising at 29.83 inches. And the dew point is at 39. It feels like it's 37 degrees out. The humidity is at 84%. And the sunset was at 6:20 this evening. We're currently in a waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. November 2nd, 2018, we had 10 hours and 12 minutes of daylight. We've lost 22 minutes since a week ago in 3 hours and 15 minutes since week 1 of football. Hubley won the toss. He elected to receive. And our officials tonight from the Flint area, referee Dave Cowden from Flushing, umpire from Grand Blanc, that'd be John Hart, your linesman from Flint, Greg Waller, line judge from Swords Creek, Rob Polvinia, senior, and Lapeer, the back judge, that would be Steve Fox. Let's find out our starting lineups for the Ubley Bearcats. Under center would be junior quarterback, that'd be Casey Sweeney. In the backfield, fullback, senior, Nick Wright. To the left, halfback, senior, Ethan Lemke, number 10, leading rusher. On the right side of that, that would be Shane Ozentowski, number 44. He's a halfback. At center would be Austin Pruski. He's a junior. Left guard would be Adam Weber. Left tackle, Ethan Smalley. In tight end, Tyler Jones. On the right side of the line, right guard, Nolan Van Erp. Number 75 at right tackle, that would be Nathan Partika. And the tight end on the right side, Isaac Warzynski. Kicking off for the Harbor Beach Pirates, number 51. He is the left guard on offense, as well as the nose guard on defense. That'd be Kendall Gentner. He's a senior and a big body out there for the Pirates. Dave Hansen, first thoughts.
Well, it looks like the field held up to all the rain that we've had the last 48 hours. And looks like both stands are full, Clark, which is the way we would expect this backyard brawl to be, the battle for the orange and black. And looks like Kendall Gentner's ready to get this game started for us.
Kendall Gentner awaiting the kick, or kicking off here from the left side of her radio to the right. And the kick is a booming kick. It's a north wind tonight, so it's blowing away from us here in the booth. It comes all the way down to the 7-yard line into the hands of Casey Sweeney. And he gets out to about the 25-yard line before the special teams defense for Harbor Beach, number 29, the Devin Finkel linebacker on defense, brings in Casey Sweeney. And it's first and 10 for the Yellow Bearcats, right to left across the radio at the 25-yard line.
Well, really good job by the Harbor Beach special teams. Kendall Gentner with a very nice kick deep, and then a good open field tackle by Devin Finkel to kind of pin Ubley back at their own 25-yard line to start the first offensive series of the game.
Coming out in the T formation, working off the right hash of the 25-yard line. Casey Sweeney under center, making his 11th start of his career. 11:56 is on the clock. Ubley. And it's a handoff right at the middle to Ethan Lemke. Goes through the trenches, gets out to about the 30-yard line. A good chunk of yardage there, about 5 yards. Tackle made by Mason Yon, defensive back for the Pirates. Second down and 5 for the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, no surprise here. The Ubley Bearcats will run the wing tee. They will run it all game long as the game stays where they feel comfortable. But if you're looking at the back of their uniforms from left to right, you will see Ethan Lemke to the left, Nick Wright in the middle, and Shane Ozentowski to the far right side.
Casey Sweeney still working off that right hash, so he's in a 2nd and 5, and it's going to be a handoff to Ethan Lemke. He has the first down, plows over 2 defenders, and gets all the way out to the 37-yard line for a 7-yard gain. Tackle made by the linebacker Devin Finkel for the Pirates, and move the chains for the Ubley Bearcats.
The first series on defense for both teams is always the toughest. It's a little bit of a feeling out process. The Ubley Bearcats run this very similar offense all the time. So for Harbor Beach, it's a matter of finding the football, locating which ball carrier, getting used to all the deceptiveness that the Bearcats like to use. And they're going to have to maintain gap presence. But number one, you need to know where Ethan Lemke is.
Same formation. It's going to be a handoff to Ethan Lemke again. He gets out about to the trench and across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling. He's a linebacker for this Pirate defense after a 3-yard gain. That's the smallest gain for the Ubley offense so far.
Don't gamble that once Ethan Lemke gets the ball, they're going to go to somebody else. Ethan Lemke, all 3 carries start this game.